Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf. Chad and Ballsy are on a journey, the search for Regina's worst road. This is Chad and Ballsy's Street.
Where did they come from?
It's Chad and Ballsy's Street 16.
Holy hell! It's the Street 16!
And actually, we're into the top eight, and I like how you've coined it the embarrassing eight, well, Ballsy. Yeah.
Absolutely, the embarrassing eight. So we've gone from 16 to eight, just like they're doing in the March Madness basketball.
So I think we've got some superpowers facing off against each other today.
Okay.
Grant Drive.
Which you drove, I didn't.
Brutal.
Okay, that's in the south.
So okay. Bad.
Yeah.
Up against the embarrassing McCarthy Boulevard.
Ooh, that's bad. That's up north there where they paved it poorly.
Well, last year they shut it down for 3 months to pave it, and they paved it wrong.
And then they walked away.
And then they left it.
Ah, good enough.
Yeah, well,
we'll get to it. Whatever.
Giant love that. That's fine.
Hey.
Don't worry. That won't be bad in the winter when everybody's sliding sideways at intersections.
Hey, Stan, do you think anybody's going to notice?
No, that's stupid. They won't get that. No, you know what? Shock absorbers do crazy things nowadays.
Okay. You know what? By the way, I'm not sure why Regina construction workers have New York accents.
I'll tell you what. You want to go to the tap?
Yeah. Hey, the tap's just down here. We can grab ourselves a beer. Yeah, that's right. All right, I'm done doing that.
Okay.
So it's up to you. Go vote. Facebook.com/TheWolfRocks. Grant Drive or McCarthy Boulevard. Which is the more embarrassing road here in the city?
I'm not going to lie to you. This road did not win because you put it in our Sweet 16, but our Street 16, pardon me. But I pulled out into that Quants area behind Birmingham's, like you mentioned yesterday.
Bad.
Whoa.
I'm telling you.
Whoa. I thought I was on a ride at the exhibition.
There's a reason I nominated Quants Drive. Did not make it. But again, right now between Grant Drive and McCarthy Boulevard.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's Chad and Ballsy. Remember, hear it with us today or the other guys tomorrow. We are the original Chad and Ballsy.
Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy's Beer Club last night at Birmingham's Vodka and Ale House. And I know we come on here and we talk about our beer club after everyone. Well, last night was special. It was
epic.
The fifth anniversary of Chad and Ballsy's Beer Club. That place was full.
It was so full. We had beer club members sitting outside on the deck there at Birmingham's. Thanks to them for putting the heaters on.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had a group of people sitting outside.
Right. Yeah. And like cold. It wasn't warm last night.
No.
So the fact that people were that hardcore about it, and we also had Small City Blues come down and perform a cool set. They actually did some Tragically Hip songs.
Did a great job.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And also, they did Nothing Compares to You, which was kind of cool, which is great because we always talk about how we love the cover of that, the Chris Cornell cover of it.
I thought it was spectacular.
It took some massive brass balls for them to sing that one last night. So,
and everybody was into it, too. When the crowd's into it and there's audience participation. I met Alan. He calls me over. He's this Irish soccer fan. Mm-hmm. He goes, I got a bone. I can't do the Irish accent. I got a bone to pick with you. He's like, what? You're always cool with soccer. I said, you know what? Chad and I do this show for two reasons, to make people laugh or say, what are those pricks going to say today? So we had a good time. I had a fun time.
Jeremy with his glass holder there. So he got a new mug last night with that fifth anniversary mug. We actually ran out of mugs.
I know. How about Tanya? She brought her mom out again. 89-year-old Frida.
Right. Yeah.
89 years old. And she's partying and having a great time.
It was really good. Yeah. And it was actually, you know what? Yesterday, I know for me, it was kind of a long day. So it was nice to wrap it up with that. It kind of gave me a little boost.
By the way, full disclosure, I swore at the event and you had a beer, so we both owe $100 to charity.
Yeah, well,
the Lenten bet's over.
It's Chad and Ballsy's Beer Club, not Chad and Ballsy's Water Club. So,
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Loudwire has a list of the 10 greatest grunge albums of all time. And naturally, they all came out within 4 years of each other in the early 90s.
Yeah,
so here's the top five, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In reverse order. Number five, Versus, Pearl Jam, 1993.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Super Unknown, Soundgarden, 1994.
Mm-hmm.
What songs are from that album? Do you know off the top of your
Super
head?
Super Unknown? That's yeah. Black Gold's song.
Black Gold, okay. Yeah, sure. Oh, boy, that's kind of low.
Outshine.
Number three is 10 from Pearl Jam, released in 1991. Number two, Nevermind Nirvana, released in 1991. And the top grunge, greatest grunge album of all time, according to Loudwire.com, is Alice in Chains, 1992, Dirt.
Now, I am a child of the 90s.
Yep.
It's the music I was raised on. Right. Grunge is very near and dear to me.
Right.
And that list is disgusting. The fact, and I love Alice in Chains. I love them. They're slow, heavy, they're dirty, they're disgusting rock and roll. And that's what I love about Alice in Chains. But don't you dare put it over Nirvana Nevermind.
So?
Are you crazy? Nirvana Nevermind literally changed music. It put people out of jobs. Do you understand? It changed everything.
Well,
how is it not number one?
Well, I think was Alice in Chains influenced by Nirvana? Were they like was Nirvana the trendsetter?
I don't know about influence because Nirvana. No, I don't think they were.
Were they the one that brought grunge mainstream though?
Nirvana did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Of course it did.
Okay, so then you give me your top five. Can you go five through
I'll give you my top three.
Okay.
Because I don't want to waste too much time here. But I would put Soundgarden Super Unknown at number three.
Okay, I like that.
I would put Pearl Jam 10 at number two.
Okay, it's at three.
And I would put Nirvana Nevermind at number one. Alice in Chains Dirt would make my top five, but to put it number one is just insane. Like that. What do you think? 936 Wolf, call it or text it, weigh in.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We're talking best grunge albums of the 90s because Loudwire has come out with their top list with actually Alice in Chains Dirt topping the list.
Yeah, beating out the Nevermind
and
Nirvana.
And again, I love Alice in Chains, but that seems crazy to me. So we're asking you. Where do you think some of these bands should sit here? Wade Victor says Soundgarden number one with Super Unknown, Pearl Jam number two at 10. I mean, there's argument to be made there, but again, I don't know how you don't put Nirvana Nevermind at number one. It changed the world. Elton says, good morning, dudes. Soundgarden number one, Chris Cornell's vocals. I mean, come on, guys. I know, I understand. But I'm not looking at it just from a quality stance.
You're looking from impact.
Because if I looked at it as from a quality stance, I would put Dirt from Alice in Chains way up there. But I'm looking at impact. And Alice, like Nirvana Nevermind was one of the most impactful albums, not of the 90s, of all time.
Yeah, you can't disagree with
it's
that.
It's like a Sgt. Pepper's moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This list, I don't know. I'm not even going to go through the full list here, but I know somebody sent in saying Metallica's Black Album and GNR. You know what? They weren't grunge, though. In fact...
No.
When Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue, those, and this is why I'm talking about the impact of Nirvana's Nevermind. When Nirvana Nevermind came out, those bands worried because they knew, they're like, boom, there's the bomb. Things are changing from here on out. And that's why you had Metallica come out with the Load albums, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they were trying to change their sound. They were trying to actually kind of go towards almost an Alice in Chains sound.
Yeah.
And kind of mold with it, right? I'm sorry, I'm getting music.
No,
nerdy,
no. What about any Stone Temple Pilots like Purple or anything like that?
STP was great, and I think they were kind of late bloomers, right?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't kind of what I don't consider them one of the originals, but they should be in the top 10. Purple was up there.
How about Temple of the Dog?
I would put Core up higher. Actually, I like Core.
Temple of the Dog.
Temple of the Dog for sure. But that was a super band. You know? Were they on that list?
Yeah, they're nine.
Yeah, okay.
And Purple was 10.
Yeah. All right. That's fine.
And the other one from Soundgarden made 7, Bad Motorfinger?
Yeah. Well, I love Bad Motorfinger too.
Yeah.
But again,
it's pretty evenly dispersed, though.
It's art, right?
Yeah.
It's all up for interpretation. Yep.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So, you know what? I got to go get my taxes done today, too.
I just dropped mine off of my account this morning when I was driving to work.
Really?
I told him, leave them in your mailbox and I'm getting out of town because I don't want to, I really don't want to hear it.
You don't want to deal with it.
No, no.
I understand.
Yeah, so yeah, it's definitely. So, I don't know. It's pretty nerve-wracking, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
it nerve-wracking?
We were talking grunge albums last hour, and grunge is one of those fashion trends. And it's funny. There was like, I'm pretty sure most of the grunge musicians didn't want to become a fashion trend, mm-hmm. but everybody had the Doc Martens and the flannel that came along with it, right? And
I always look good in I've always looked good my whole life in those overalls with the shell necklace and stuff. I look good.
Did you have that?
I had the shell. I had the shell.
You had buka shells?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Well, it was kind of cool. You bought them in Mexico or whatever, and you wore
douche magouche.
Yeah, that's right.
I had that, and I had frosted tips.
That's what I did too.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Back when we both had hair.
Because I totally forgot about it till somebody pulled up some old pictures of the pump, because the pump was... and I was emceeing something at the pump with Nickelback, I think.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That sums up your life.
That's right. So that does, doesn't it? See, it ruined my hair. I went bald. So anyway, we're asking you, because they asked... 2 out of 3 North Americans say they have at least one fashion choice.
Of course you do.
That they were not happy with.
It
so,
should be 3 of 3.
Yeah, it probably should. So what is your fashion choice that you really look back on and go, what was I thinking? It was definitely the frosted tips.
Yeah,
like, what was I thinking?
Or you'd put sun in your hair. Remember that stuff?
Yeah.
Spray it. The sun never worked fast enough. Or it worked too much, and you'd end up walking around like Eminem.
Eminem, yeah.
Hi, my name is...
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I'm going to tell you, those Glencairn Paysetter pants that you used to get. I say Glencairn because that's where I grew up in our hockey team, like the North Stars.
Mm-hmm.
We had the green with the yellow stripe down the side, white.
This is a good one. No name on the text, but it says, trend that was a big hit, the silk shirts with flames on them. Yes. Ooh. Anything with flames on them. Yeah. Sunglasses with flames on them was also a thing for a little while.
Yeah.
Ryan says this, it's 1999 and everyone was wearing those god-awful Hawaiian shirts. Went perfectly with frosted tips and shell necklaces. Mm. It's true.
I didn't have an Hawaiian shirt, but I had the other two things.
What about this? I had the baggy jeans. So there's the Janko jeans, right? Yeah. And there was also exhaust jeans for a little while. Everybody went crazy for silver jeans.
Who's Ikeda? Getting who, though? Every jean is baggy on you.
Well, yeah, because I got no ass.
That's right.
Yeah, so, I've told you this. I have Hank Hill syndrome. There's nothing I can do about that.
Yeah. Veronica says colorful eyeshadow was one. Really colorful eyeshadow.
Like the Mimi Bobek
look? Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I don't know. Scott says tie-dye. Anything tie-dye?
Well, but that was the 70s, right? Well, it's like Grateful Dead, no?
But
now if you wore a tie-dye shirt, I'd be like, cool shirt.
Well, you know what's coming back?
What?
About 5 years ago, you would have said, fanny packs?
Yeah.
You know, fanny packs are coming back.
Yeah, I'm going to wear one around Boston.
I hear that with a cheesy mustache.
I am. I fully intend on wearing a fanny pack. I think it's great. We're talking horrible fashion trends. The ones that you're embarrassed you took part in, or maybe everybody else did, and you're like, thank God I missed that bullet.
Did you ever do rat tails?
Oh.
The rat tails? I didn't.
Were they called rat tails?
I think they were. That's how I remember them.
If you don't know what the rat tail was, it was that little braid of hair that people would have on the back of their neck.
It's like you wanted to start a mullet, but you didn't.
But it wasn't even like...
Yeah, it wasn't a mullet.
On your head. It was like, it would be on your neck.
Yeah.
And it would be off to the side. It was never centered either.
Yeah, looks like you let your neck hair grow.
They were just the worst thing ever. And I think we have Color Me Bad to blame for that. I'm not sure. Was it them?
I don't know.
I blame Color Me Bad
for
a lot of things in life.
That's the first time Color Me Bad's been mentioned on a radio station in years.
I blame them for a lot of things in my life. I really do. 936 Wolf.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
We're talking horrible fashion trends that we've been a part of. Courtney, what do you got?
Remember like the No Fear t-shirts?
Of course.
Yeah, like second place and first loser.
Yeah, I had the sit down, what was it? Sit down, buckle up, and shut up. And it had a 5-point racing harness on it. It was badass.
Perfect.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was in elementary school, I spent a lot of my time driving hot rods.
Did you?
No, eating hot rods.
It took me a second.
That's all right. What else you got?
like Hypercolor t-shirts.
Oh yeah, though, when you sweat, when you were sweating, and they made you'd be around this a nice looking girl as a nerd like me, and all of a sudden under your all of a sudden under your armpits, your shirt goes blue or something. It's just embarrassing. Yeah. Oh god.
Nice gray t-shirt turning bright orange in front of the ladies. Yeah.
Are you nervous?
No, I'm fine. No, I'm fine.
Give me a hard on.
What were those other guys, Chip and Pepper shirts?
Oh,
I mean, you know what? The thing about Chip and Pepper is it's back and it's super expensive.
Really?
Or how about you used to drop a ton of cash on Club Monaco sweatshirts? Remember those?
Yeah, for sure.
Or Varney.
You just represent a country you had no idea where it was.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We're all guilty of it. Listen, we've all partaken in fashion trends that we look back at and we're embarrassed about. Mm. And Kyle is one of them, too, sends in a text. Tear away pants for when your legs get hot and you need to instantly wear shorts.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
And everybody thought they were an NBA player.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't matter what you were, what sport you were partaking in gym class, you'd walk out.
Yeah.
Right? Walk out to the gym and do the...
Yeah, that's right.
And it would never work. Yeah. You'd always get the couple snaps at the bottom that would stay attached. You'd be like, oh, I was supposed to be way
cooler
than that.
You almost trip. Tony from the Jaw, who was at our beer club last night. Yes. Thanks, Tony, for coming out. The cutoff baggy jeans with the truck hat, mullet, and sleeveless Pink Floyd t-shirt. Trailer Park Prince look.
Nicole says, I did the double thick eyeliner and chokers. Ooh, the goth look.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big one. Butch, how about this one? What about the crisscross fashion? Inside out and backwards. Yeah. And the Aikido lockup jeans. I remember those too. Why would you have lockup jeans? If you really got to go to the washroom, you got to unlock them.
Remember when you bought hats and you didn't take the price tag off? Remember that,
the
guys?
Stickers.
Wore, yeah. Well, even the
price
tags.
Mini pearl?
Well, they had but they had some tags on them before.
It's
like
a Yeehaw reference.
Yeah, I know. I get it. I watched Yeehaw.
I know. Of course you did.
You know the button on the top of the hat? They had a tag hanging off there. Some of them guys.
That was a thing.
Yeah.
I remember. Like I said, I remember the string hats.
Yeah.
I also remember the pump hats. So when you had they had the pump shoes.
Yeah.
Well, they had the same thing for hats, and in order to tighten the hat up, you would pump it and it would inflate. The only thing is it would stick out from your head about a quarter of an inch, and it was just embarrassing.
Here's what I don't know. I'm not much of a hat guy, so I got to ask you this: Is it should your beak be bent or flat now? Because you remember, guys used to take great pride in bending their beaks,
or the V.
Yeah, or the
You'll
V.
You'll find some people would break
but
it.
But I think
into
like you were the boss.
I do mine a little flat.
Yeah, yours is flat.
Well, I do. I bend it, but it's mostly flat. I take a little bit of criticism. A lot of my buddies back home will judge me about my flat beaks, but
I had a
I don't
buddy.
Care.
He'd buy a hat, and for 3 days he'd just mold it. He wouldn't even wear it.
Yeah,
he just
it's
mold
an art.
It.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We like to give some stuff away.
Right.
And Disturbed, they are playing here in Regina at the Brand Center July 24th with Pop Evil. And it's a show we're proud to present here at The Wolf. And I understand
Tenille
Kowalczyk would love to win Disturbed tickets, correct?
I would love to.
All right, my fingers are crossed. Here's hoping you get these right.
Okay, so baseball players with ridiculous names, the topic. You have to tell us whether this is a ridiculous real name or not, okay?
All right.
Here we go. Number one, Tim Spooniebarger. Tim Spooniebarger, is that yes or BS?
I'm going to go with yes.
That's right. He was a relief pitcher for the Braves in 2001 and 2002 in the Marlins in 2003, okay?
Spooniebarger.
You got to get two more right, okay? Here
All
we
right.
go, Tenille. Budweiser. Budweiser, real or fake?
Oh, boy.
Yes or BS?
I'm going to go with yes again.
You're right. He played a total of 41 games with the Phillies from 1915 to 1916. His real name was Harry Budson Weiser, but he went by Bud.
Oh.
Bud Weiser. Okay.
Any connection? Is that why?
I have no idea. Hey, are you a big baseball fan?
No, I'm a good questionnaire person.
Okay.
I guess.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Good. Okay. Here we go. Maybe you'll get a clean sweep here. Pickles Dillhofer. Pickles Dillhofer. Pickles Dillhofer.
I mean, I'd feel bad for the person. I'm going to go with yes, though.
You're absolutely right.
Really?
Listen to this. Real guy from way back. His full name was William Martin Dillhofer, but he went by Pickles. He played for the Cubs, Phillies, and Cardinals from 1917 to 1921. Let's go one more just for you know what and giggles, Tenille. You already got the tickets. You already got the tickets. But here we go.
I just like making fun of names.
Wonderful, terrific Mons the Third.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to say yes, unfortunately.
You're right. It's a real name. Got drafted by the Braves in 1993, but never made it to the majors. But his dad, wonderful, terrific Mons Jr., did play in the NFL with the 49ers.
Holy man.
Oh, my God. You know what? I used to think being raised with the last name McDonald was tough. I ain't got nothing on these guys.
Like Dillhofer.
Dill what?
Pickles Dillhofer.
All right.
Hey, congratulations. Let's send you off to Disturbed to wrap it up, though, with a big wolf howl.
Awesome. Thank you.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
One thing I missed when George W. Bush left is some of the unpredictability that he used to say. So one of my favorite lines from George Bush when he's doing a press conference, he goes, "I am proud to shake the man who lost his hand. I'm proud to shake the hand of the man right. who lost his hand in Iraq."
No, like, my favorite one was when he says, "Fool me once," you know, when he does that.
Fool me once.
That's good. But you
never
know,
get fooled again.
He's got nothing on Donald Trump. So, you know, and fair enough. Donald Trump is on the victory tour right now.
Oh, and he should be.
Right? After the Robert Mueller thing and it came back that there was no collusion, he's doing the tour. And
you know, can't blame him for gloating.
It doesn't matter what side you're on politically. You kind of go, you know, I get it. Yeah. I understand. Mm-hmm. And you expected it.
Yeah.
Yesterday in Michigan, he went up and did an hour and a half just rambling speech to a crowd. I think it might have even been closer to 2 hours. And he was talking about what would have happened if Hillary Clinton were elected president. And he talks about how she would have gone with wind power. This is the best. Oh, you couldn't write this.
You'd be doing windmills. And if it doesn't... if it doesn't blow, you can forget about television for that night.
That's how it works, right? Hold on, it gets better.
Darling, I want to watch television. I'm sorry, the wind isn't blowing.
Right here.
I know a lot about wind.
Yes, you do.
I know a lot about wind.
That clip right there is why I am so happy he's the president. Because
I'm not.
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah, that is hilarious.
Hold on, I got to find that.
You'd be doing windmills.
Right there. Okay, I got to save this.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We had some noise last night, and it was supplied by you, the fine wolf listener, at Birmingham's Vodkin Ale House for our 5th anniversary of Chad and Ballsy's Beer Club. It was a record night. We had over 200 people. We had so many people, they were sitting out on the deck at Birmingham's, and it wasn't exactly conducive to sitting out on the deck.
Yeah, it wasn't the greatest weather. It was a little chilly,
so
but
those
are
troopers, man.
They bundled up. We served some cake. How did you like that, Ballsy?
Well, you know, here's, kids, you remember back in the day when Nancy Reagan had the just say no? Do not snort cake. I was still wiping out the black icing from my nose this morning, and I went, that's the second shower I had.
I may have crammed a piece of cake into Ballsy's face.
I got you back, though. See, I knew you'd do something stupid like that, so I took my glasses off, a guy who's had glasses since he's 5, but you're new to this glasses thing, so when I retorted and I put it all over your face, I got it on your glasses, too.
And in my beard.
And in your beard.
And it's black icing, so
hey,
that was not fun.
I wanted to thank our friends, the Queen City Rocks winners, Small City Blues. Mm-hmm. They were out. They did some cover tunes, a nice acoustic set.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and it was something that I think we need to do more. So hopefully that happens. But thank you to everybody who's made it possible. I mean, 5 years. Like I said last night, we honestly thought maybe 6 months. We did. In the beginning, we were just like, and we had a good, you know, a really good start to Beer Club. Yeah. But even then, we were like, okay, it might have been a year. We were like, all right, we'll give this 1 year. And then that's cool. That's a good run, you know.
Yeah.
5 years we did not see coming.
And I tell you, I got a real kick out of some of the people that come all the time, like Tim and Megan. And then there was Tanya. She's been there. And she brought her 89-year-old mom, Frida.
Right.
And Frida is like partying like everybody else. It was awesome.
And last night was cool, too, because I saw people there. Like, well, Jeremy, he's a staple. Travers, you know.
Yeah.
But it was funny because there were people that I hadn't seen for a couple of years at Beer Club that decided to come back for last night. So, hey, keep it coming. We're doing this every single month. So pay attention. We'll let you know when the beer clubs are happening. Bring your mug down and have some fun. Raise some money for the Children's Hospital.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.